Hello, my name is André Silva. I am a PhD student at Research Institute for Medicines at the Faculty of Pharmacy, Universidade de Lisboa. And I have the pleasure to share with you my work regarding the advancements in mucosal delivery of peripheral meningivalis antigens using chitosan-coated PLGA nanoparticles. This work is based on recent research unveiling a potential etiological link between the Porphyrium monogingivalis, the keystone pathogen of periodontitis, and Alzheimer's disease. The mechanism reported for this association states that the bacterium might invade systemic circulation via compromised oral and intestinal barriers and then cross the BBB, reaching the brain and precipitating the development of Alzheimer's disease pathology. With this mechanism in mind, our approach to break the reported link between periodontitis and Alzheimer's disease is to develop an oral nanovaccine based on peripheral meningivalis total antigens targeting the gut-associated lymphoid tissue in order to induce both mucosal and systemic immunity, and this way, hopefully, limiting the ability of the bacteria to breach the oral, intestinal, and BBB barriers. For this study in particular, our goal was to optimize and evaluate in vitro a candidate chitosan-coated PLGA nanovaccine that should demonstrate appropriate characteristics for oral delivery. To achieve the desired goal, we employed a five-step methodology, beginning with the preparation of antigens from inactivated peripheral meningivalis, and then transitioning to the optimization of a proper nanocarrier for the antigens, targeting pre-established desired physicochemical characteristics for the nanocarrier. After preparing both the antigens and the nanocarrier, in the third step of the study, we assemble the nanovaccine and characterize it in terms of particle size, polydispersity index, zeta potential, encapsulation efficiency, and drug loading. And afterwards, we assess the structural integrity of the encapsulated antigens by SDS page and Western blotting analysis, as well as the cellular uptake and viability upon incubation with the nanovaccine in a recommended model of antigen-presenting cells, the THP1 macrophages. As a result of this study, you can notice in Figure 1 that design parameter space plots were obtained showing the influence of process and formal parameters on the physicochemical characteristics of the nanocarrier, also identifying optimal parameter set points that were subsequently applied in the preparation of the actual nanovaccine with the encapsulation of the antigens. From this preparation, the desired characteristics for oral delivery were obtained, as you can see further in detail in Table 2, and the spherical morphology was confirmed by transmission electron microscopy as shown in Figure 2. In Figure 3, you can find both SDS page and Western blotting analysis, showing that no profile differences were obtained between native antigens and the antigens extracted from the nanoparticles, thus confirming that the harsh conditions of the encapsulation process did not affect the structural integrity of the encapsulated antigens. Moreover, results from cellular uptake assays in Figure 4 showed that the nanovaccine was effectively taken up by THP1 cells, localizing in the cytoplasm and perinuclear regions. Furthermore, results from propidium iodide, rhizazarine, and the MTTs assays in Figure 5 show that the nanovaccine did not exert a cytotoxic effects upon incubation with these cells. From this study, we can conclude that the initial goal was successfully achieved, since we were able to demonstrate that the proposed chitosan-coated PLGA nanocarrier possesses promising physicochemical uptake and biocompatibility profiles for an adequate antigen mucosal delivery, paving the way for further investigations into their applicability as vaccine candidates against peripheral meningivalis. Finally, I would like to acknowledge the financial support from Fundação para a Ciência e Tecnologia, the guidance from my supervisors, and the support from my research group. Any doubt or interest regarding the content of this study, please refer to the email provided in this poster. Thank you very much for your attention and have a nice conference.